In the early part of the new millennium, this was the soundtrack for an entire province.
And it's clear to center.
The Battle of Ontario was more than a rivalry. For a generation of hockey fans, the battles waged and won served as the demarcation points of their hockey fandom. At the turn of the century in Ottawa, this era saw the franchise come of age. For the first time, the Sens were good, like legitimately good. After years of simply existing as a less than great newish expansion franchise, the Sens really found their footing, and that was evidenced by a President's Trophy in 2003. In Toronto, the fan base was starved for a return to the glimmer of success that they saw in 1993 and 1994. A blue-collar team led by Dougie, Wendell, and a former cop behind the bench was replaced with a similarly rough-and-tumble squad, this time led by a gruff, take-no-guff Irishman behind the bench. These Maple Leaf teams had the ACC rocking, especially when the Sens came to town.
Green's going over to point the finger at Chris Neal.
And Tucker's right on the bench.
It's grabbed him right off the bench.
This is all-time hockey now.
On whichever side of the battle you stood, the other featured the greatest sporting villains that your city had ever seen. Toronto fans reveled as Darcy Tucker took on the entire Senators bench. Ottawa fans, in turn, puffed their chests whenever Chris Neal dropped the gloves with anybody that was wearing blue and white. Ty Domi was always willing, especially if Neal was his dance partner. The two Swedish captains, lightning rods for criticism and controversy in each city. One threw his stick, the other pretended to throw his stick. One scored a big goal, the other scored a big goal, but only one scored this goal.
Another shot that misses the Leaf goal. Ottawa comes so close. A hit on the boards, the Leaf player is hurt. The play goes right on, they score.
This crowd is pretty angsty.
But this rivalry was more than just the main characters. It was also a fantastic case of, remember that guy? Sergei Berezin, Rob Zamner, Radek Bonk, Yannick Perreault, Vaclav Virata, and who could forget Corey Cross?
He's coming up over the Ottawa line. Morantropov, shot, blocked, rebound, goal! Cross wins the game!
20 years later, and the Battle of Ontario remains a point of pride in Toronto, annoyance in Ottawa. It's big brother lording bragging rights over little brother. Even when Sens faithful, justifiably, point to Toronto's lack of playoff success behind those early aughts victories, Leafs Nation will still hearken back to their perfect playoff performances in the shadow of Parliament Hill. Ottawa's Cup final appearance and President's Trophy be damned, because remember Nieuwendyk on the lean?
They get it up to center ice. Nieuwendyk is striding in there for Toronto. The score!
These games, this rivalry, and now it's back. And the stakes couldn't be higher. Should Ottawa lose, they remain the little brother. If Toronto falters, not only are their bragging rights gone, but they'll suffer another early playoff failure, losing the battle and the war. 2025, a rivalry renewed.